those 13 families were behind Rome. They have not changed their position. They were the ones that had Caesar murdered. And the reason was because Caesar was making money plentiful to the common man. There comes a point in time where you have to say enough is enough. And it's past time. Self-determination is not just put as a, it is the peaceful settlement of dispute. If you don't like it, don't complain, just leave. It's in book number one, section 220 of the Law of Nations, that if you don't find it advantageous to remain in it, you're at liberty to quit it.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. We're bringing back David Williams, and we're going to talk about self-determination again. There's so many people that are just fed up with the way the United States is going, and I'm hearing more and more people just wanting to get out. They don't want to be part of the cesspool and have their taxes go to things that they fundamentally don't agree with. And that's why I wanted to bring David Williams back. It's hard to understand a lot of what he's teaching because a lot of people don't understand the perspective that he's coming from. And there are a lot of other people out there teaching this stuff. But one thing I like about David Williams is that he's helped people stay out of prison. And if you do this stuff wrong, if you want to do self-determination and you do it wrong, the chances of running into a minefield and going to prison is fairly likely. So you have to know what you're doing. And one of the things I don't like is the fact that it costs so much money just to figure out if this is something you really want to do. So he kind of gives you some ideas on what you can do before you get to that point of, you know, figuring out, is this something that I might want to really do? And before you get really serious and want to make the plunge and actually spend maybe $1,000 to make sure you're safe and not to go to prison, you can do a lot of research on your own first. Figure out if this is something that you really think makes sense for you. So that's what this video is going to be about, this interview is going to be about, is more of diving into that topic. You know, they're laughing at us because we're so dumb. You know, the elites, the people who are running the world on how things, the paradigms on how things really run, they're just laughing because people don't understand. We're in the system that we don't understand. And that's why things continue the way it does, because we don't know what we're doing. And so it's about time that we evolve as humans and we start figuring this stuff out. And it needs to start at home in your own communities. But before we get into that, I want to talk about this water system that it's my sponsor, but I really like this water. And I'm going to bring up this graph right now and go through it. These are the things that this water can do for you. Look at this graph. Okay, if you look at, it says the organism and how it affects produce. If you look down this third, it's comparing different pH balance systems. And this one, it can kill hepatitis C within 30 seconds. It can kill the AIDS virus within 30. This is just water, pH balanced water. It can kill it within 30 seconds. We have food poisoning within 30 seconds. We have candida within 30 seconds. Food poisoning, this takes 2 minutes, but still. So if you're rinsing your fruits and vegetables off of this, you can, your E. coli down here at the bottom within 30 seconds. So this is incredibly impressive. And so what I'm going to do is have information up here on where you can get, this is the website, the link, so you can get more information on this and see if it's something that you're interested in. I like the idea of candida. So many people with our food, we have a candida problem. And if it can get into your system and just really balance you out, you know, looking at the Walmart aisles and seeing all the people, just the products that are available, I'm sure there's many of you that are having those issues. So this is a really great product to at least look into more. So here's the link. I have it down here. And now let's get into that interview with David Williams. Hi, David. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. Before we even start, I need to do a shout out for one of my patrons. Thank you so much for supporting the program. DJ Walton, you're amazing. So thank you so much. And you are amazing too, David. Just you have all these interesting information that other people don't present quite like you. So that's why I like talking to you. Give us a little bit different perspective. But I want to dive right into this and just get right on the table. Who controls the world?
You know, that's, I want to answer these questions very directly today because I've done 5 interviews with you. Have you seen the new Taco Bell commercial?
I have. It's pretty different.
Different. It ends with Bell Illuminati.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I think they are, my opinion is that they're doing that to make fun of everybody and to get people to think this stuff is a joke.
That's part of it. They want to continue to show people that you're an idiot if you believe in conspiracy theories, because you're supposed to believe in the Big Bang and stupid cosmology and stupid theories and stupid religions and all that kind of stuff, because that's the way they perceive it. And they want you thinking that way because, hey, we live on a planet that everything happens by accident. Didn't you know everything happens by accident, Sarah?
So
buildings magically fall down in New York and nobody plans it. See, the reality of understanding words, and I want to get into one thing about words because I've got your questions here. I also have all my other things that I said, like I have to have props when I teach. And our interviews are not technically what I do on the DVD series and what I did on the website, because I've had people complain, it's like, well, he's all over the map. But I'm trying to explain, like you ask a question that we could spend the next day talking about who runs the world. So you're trying to cover an entire panorama of many different elements that come together that show you what's actually going on. Whereas on my teaching sessions, it's like, okay, we're going to talk about banking, period. Banking 101. Do you still think it's your money?
Well, let's get back to that question. Who runs the world? Is it the banks? Is it the powerful business owners? Is it the 13 families? Is it, you know, who runs this world? Is it the military? Is it a combination of all of those factors coming together?
It's all of those factors coming together because there's a hierarchy, but it does start with the 13. You can see it in any of the symbology. I'm going to pull this up real quick. You see these flags? Okay, North Korean flag is red, white, and blue with a pentagram. The United States flag is red, white, and blue with 50 pentagrams. They're not stars. They're pentagrams. That means all these governments that you think are governments, this is all, like here, let's look at this one. You see all these pentagrams? These are all flags, whether it's Philippines or Somalia or Canada or who, oh, not Canada, doesn't have them, okay. The Russian flag, the old Russian flag, pentagrams with a sickle, Chinese flag. This symbology is in everyone's face. Now, I agree with you that they're doing this Bell Illuminati commercial because they're wanting people to think it's a joke. But we see it everywhere. We see it in the football halftime shows with the triangles and the pyramids. Every single year, all of their imagery is in the music. It's all in the movies. It's all in the logos.
Why? Why would they bother with imagery everywhere?
Because they're letting you know. They're giving you priority notice. One of the things I talked about earlier in one of the interviews we did was elements of ecclesiastical law. And on my DVD series, I go deeply into elements of ecclesiastical law. And the reason is because those 13 families were behind Rome. They have not changed their position. They were the ones that had Caesar murdered. And the reason was because Caesar was making money plentiful to the common man. But you also have to understand there is an element I've talked about of honor. And this is about being in collusion. I've mentioned it in one of the shows, and I really like the way you started that program when I said, did you think that all this war, rape, and murder was not going to come back on you? We live in a world like the end of that last interview that we did, I said, I want to talk about, okay, let's assume that I'm wrong about all that history, and let's look at where we're at today. The United States is under military rule under the Libra Code. Everybody's pledged allegiance to 50 pentagrams. They're pentagrams. They want to call them red, white, and blue, and the stars and stripes. These are all how they divert, just like that Taco Bell commercial. Give it to them, put it in their face, and divert the attention. Going back to ecclesiastical law, it says right in there that the Pope runs the world and that they can give priority notice through any cable method that they want to. That includes TV, radio, music, or whatever. Now, why would they choose to do that? You ask a good question. Why would they choose to do that? They know that the average masses, they treat them as masses. And the word mass comes from the word massacre. It's short, just like the word adult comes from the word adulterer. These are games that they play. They're master wordsmiths. They're games that they play.
But why? Why would they care? If they're running the world, why would they care about doing all this word stuff and whatever?
That's a great question. They can't take and control power until they give notice of what they're going to do.
Why do you know that? How do you know that?
I just watch what they do. We did it. We saw it with the courts. One of the things that I sent to you, if you saw the emails I sent that thing with all the pictures of Iraq and what they have done to Iraq. Let me pull that one up real quick, because people really need to get a feel for, you know, how bad this is. If I can find it, I don't know what I did with that one. Here we go. When I say this was what got me, Sarah, was understanding that I was involved with this, and I don't mean involved just a little bit. You know, they didn't print that one out for me. Sorry. You can go online and look at how much this is bombed out. You can look at the soldiers that have come back and talked about the evil crap that they did there. They would kill innocent people and actually plant guns on them. But American taxpayers, my tax dollars were going for that. How can I look at the universe and say, I'm not involved in this?
So you're saying because our tax money is going to pay for all this evil stuff that's going on around the world, that we are responsible. As a taxpayer, at some point you got to stand up and say, since you're the one paying the taxes, you're the one responsible, period.
I found this specifically in Intervention in International Law that was written by Stowell in 1921, that the citizen is responsible for condemning a state for what they do or responsible for appraising it for the good things that they do.
But don't you think, go ahead, keep going, finish your thought.
There comes a point in time where you have to say enough is enough. And it's past time.
Well, don't you think a lot of Americans there's a lot that understand what we're doing around the world, but there are a lot that think that what we're doing, we're a force of goodness. We're the police force around the world, and we're keeping things peaceful, and that they don't understand some of the things that we actually have done around the world to people, and that we aren't quite what we say we are. Because the mass media makes us look like we're really great. I mean, we're the... You know,
of course.
We're Superman coming to save the world.
Of course. That's the red, white, and blue. That's them. That's manifest destiny. That's why all those flags, I just pulled them up. How can you have every flag around the world, almost without fail, every flag have a pentagram on it? Including the North Korean flag, who's supposed to be the enemy. Right? So
Go ahead. Finish. No, how do you know all this isn't just conspiracy theory? Because that's one of the things that always gets pushed back, is that this just sounds like conspiracy theory. You know, it's just a bunch of stars, and stars is like a really great symbol. So why, you know?
Have you looked in the sky? Have you ever seen any stars that look like that five-pointed pentagram?
Well, I'm just saying, I have to ask these questions, right? I'm trying to get to the detail of how, like George Carlin said, why wouldn't smart people come together and have a plan? I mean, conspiracy, they make things out, they call things conspiracy, like the JFK, they were saying that anybody who questioned the official narrative was a conspiracy nut. And then it turns out the people who questioned it were the ones that were right. So... And then the same thing with 9/11. They're calling them truthers and conspiracy nuts. And, well, it turns out they're right. So a lot of times, you know, the people who are, well, questioning the government narrative is the right thing to do. But now taking it to this whole level is different. And now that's what I'm trying to get at. Because we do know that smart people come together and have plans. But now where is it that their plan goes up to this level? And I can imagine that there's really powerful people coming together trying to control things. That seems like a no-brainer. But now saying that there's 13 families that are controlling things since the day of Rome, how do we know that?
I trace it through the symbology and through the language. I see it, because once I got on this path, it became very easy to see that nothing in their world happens by accident. Even when you read what they write. Let's take somebody like FDR, and I don't consider him to be elite. He was just a pawn that was a U.S. president doing what they told him to do from behind the scenes. But he even said in there, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happened, it was planned that way. Now, they just did a movie last year, 2 years ago now, almost 2 years, Dawn of Justice with Superman. And in that it said, we now have a new paradigm. We have international law. And then the next guy on the news broadcast says, every act on this planet is a political act. They're telling you, they're in your face. They didn't create this Bell Illuminati commercial by accident. And as a matter of fact, let me show you some things here. We want to talk about symbology. Here's that pentagram. Now, I don't create any of this. This is someone else saying what the pentagram is.
Now, where is that from? What is that picture?
This is off of Mason's website. Here's another one. Here's a Masonic website. This is Masons and Wiccans and whatever. And you can go type in pentagram and read it exactly on Wikipedia, and it will tell you it's a witchcraft symbol.
Where else can, do we find? And let's get back to that, the star. There are many ways that you can represent a star, but that all originated from the Masons and what they use as a star. And so now that became the official star symbol. So now, don't you think it crossed over where it means a star for some people because they don't know that it's the Masonic symbol, and so it's used innocently in a lot of cases?
This is okay. So now we're down to everyone's little opinion about what things mean versus the people who are running things versus the people that if you have voted for them, you gave them the control. When I said in the Constitution, in Article 1, Section 8, it says that Congress has the power to pass all laws necessary and proper. Well, you have agreed to that. Guess who now gets to define what is necessary and proper? See, it's like watching the Matrix movie and they're telling everybody. I had a friend of mine and we were just talking about this very same issue last week. And he said, David, don't you understand? This entire culture has been bred to be narcissistic.
Yeah, we are narcissistic. We are pretty narcissistic.
Everybody thinks their little opinion means something. I used to tell people on my website, it's like when they would complain about things, I'd be like, if I want your opinion as a citizen, I'll ask your master. Because I was in that position. I had no say-so in Washington, D.C. I had no say-so about where my tax dollars were spent. I had absolutely zero control. I mean, zero.
Okay, well, so how would you say, you know, because we know that a lot of our international policy is controlled by Tel Aviv, by Israel. Now, is Israel controlled by these 13 families?
Absolutely. Have you seen the new federal court building that they built in Israel? It's an Illuminati wet dream.
Now, I shall show a picture of it. I'll find a picture.
That sounds vulgar to say that. I'm going to just admit it up front. But seriously, I mean, the all-seeing eye, and in the Bell Illuminati commercial, the all-seeing eye is there. That bell, the little circle underneath the bell, that is the all-seeing eye. Did you watch the memorial that they did on 9/11, the 1 year later? When they actually put a circle, they put a golden circle in the middle of the ground where the buildings were, and they had the band march out and do a circle around, but they didn't do a circle. They did an oval with the gold circle in the middle so that it formed the all-seeing eye of Horus or Ra.
And what does the eye-seeing eye mean of Horus? What does that mean to them?
It's just a pineal gland. If you do a cutaway view of the brain, like down the middle, and you look at it, you can go look this stuff online. I don't make any of this up. I found it. I found a cutaway view of, and of course they used to do this to people. Obviously they cut open brains back then. They used to sacrifice people to the gods. So they know what human anatomy is. Being able to study these things, the all-seeing eye or cutaway view looks exactly like the pineal gland on a cross section. So that's all it is. And they're actually literally saying that doing what they've done, doing with the alchemy or whatever, you have to get to the point where you can see. And part of that alchemy includes the red pill. They put that in the Matrix movie when he said, what are you doing here? She said, because I love candy. She was sitting there eating another red pill. But the red is in their world. And what they have created for us, for everybody else, that red is the ambrosia. It is the nectar of the gods. And the word neck, because it would drip down the throat, according to what they said, nectar is toro or power in the Hebrew. So it would drip. It was the power that they had to see.
So when you're seeing all this stuff happen in, you know, all the Middle East, when we're doing that due to the geopolitical, we're the military force for the world. We're their military force. And it doesn't matter what the United States citizens say or believe. We end up doing all these things regardless. It's clearly not in our best interest to be doing all this stuff in the Middle East, but we're doing it anyways. It doesn't make sense. So what do you see is there, what are they doing? Why are we doing all these things?
The United States is being set up, number one, but let's look at the first thing that's happening. I believe everything happens for universal reasons. Now, if we look, on your questions, I had written down here, and I know you can't read it, so I'm going to read it here. Principle of free will and good faith and pacta sunt servanda rules are universally applied. This is in the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties. This is written in the fourth sentence. That universal rules apply, okay? So if things are happening like universal rules, let's pick a universal rule. If you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Let's pick another universal rule. If you reap what you sow, if you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. What goes around comes around, okay? And everybody thinks, just like in the movie The Matrix, when Mr. Anderson shows up late to work and the guy says, oh, I know, you think you're special. You think the rules don't apply to you. And I got news for you. They've signed these agreements for you by your permission. You gave them permission. They did away with involuntary servitude, but they didn't do away with voluntary servitude. You want to be their slave? Then keep voting them in. And you keep not exercising the right of self-determination. See, they told you in the Law of Nations and in the UN Resolutions 2625 being the primary one, that if you don't like it, get out. Stop complaining, because the complaining is nothing but murmur and sedition. Book number one, section 32. These are the things that I teach. So whether it doesn't matter whether I'm right or wrong, these are the agreements. This says pacta sunt servanda means agreements must be followed. Let's go back to what you just said. Why is the United States the world's police force? Because you got a lot of people running around going, well, we need to get the U.S. out of the U.N. But it says the United States of America is a permanent member. How do you get out a permanent member? Permanent. Does people not understand the word permanent?
Is there no way out? We can't just say we won't be involved, or we are permanently involved, but we just don't participate?
Well, in terms of the word we, the American people have no choice. They've already committed to this through their rulers. This is already a done deal.
Rulers are those 13 families?
Well, I'm talking about specifically in these elections and the agreements and the Congress. As a matter of fact, let me pull up one here that I had to talk about today, because this is something I keep seeing on your show and a lot of people's show, because since I've been on your program, we've gone through all the other shows that you've done. Everybody else is just complaining. And I mentioned this to you the other day when we were talking, they keep using the word, the nebulous we. There's no one, any of the guys that you're talking about what I'm going to do, except for David Steele, and he doesn't have authority to do what he says he's going to do anyway, so it doesn't matter. And it doesn't mean just because he's a CIA operative or former CIA or whatever, it doesn't mean that he's read the Constitution, understands the Law of Nations, understands that he's a U.S. citizen with no say-so. Because otherwise, if other people understood that, do you think there would be Alex Jones and all these other radio shows out there? And see, all that does is serve them, because it ends up being a complaint with no solution. And a nebulous we, that somebody's going to do something. What I had to look at was my responsibility to my own life and myself and my own principles to say, where is my exit out of this? And that was the Matrix movie. They did it clearly in the Matrix movie to say, this is the door out. And it's not just that they opened the door. They literally, with that movie and the UN resolutions on self-determination, they kicked the door wide open. To tell people that if you don't like this anymore, we are letting you out. The last scene in the Matrix movie was the architect and the Oracle talking.
But how do people know because it's all symbology. Why don't they just come out and say this is what it's about? Because then it starts looking like conspiracy theory. You know what I'm saying?
They're not going to come tell everybody, here's what you got to do to be free from your master, when they're the master. They're not going to do that.
They do it through a movie.
They'll do it through a movie. They'll do it. But they know people aren't going to go read the Federal Registry. Do you understand that ignorance of the law means that you are required to read every single thing that they do in Washington, D.C.? Have you got time to
Yes,
do that?
no one does. Well, now, are you
Not
seeing
only.
more people wanting to do self-determination? Are you seeing that
Oh,
people
yeah.
are, go ahead.
Absolutely. There's no question. Because it's on the rise. And it doesn't, they know it doesn't matter about who's in office with the presidency or whatever. Everybody wants change. And you know what? It does change for Americans. It changes every 4 years and it gets worse and worse and worse. That's the change. It does not get better. And right now, even talking, when I mentioned the Federal Registry, you're also required to read all the treaties that they sign. Do you know how many treaties just sitting here? I mean, I have immunity now. I have variation by agreement. I have modification of treaty or whatever. I understand these rules of Pacta Sunt Servanda. I understand it now.
They
I got over 20.
can't do anything to you, right? I mean, what can happen? What can you do that they, I mean, at what point are you in danger? Is there anything? Go ahead.
I could violate universal principles and international law. And under the rules of the that have been put in place for thousands of years, there are universal violations that the world's nations and states will not tolerate. Genocide is one of them, even though it has occurred. It occurred even in Africa with the Tutsis and whatever. But these are clearly universal violations. Now, if I say, let's go back, I want to kind of bring this a little bit home. In this one sense, why is the United States the police force of the world? Well, all the nations have agreed to it, number one, because they agreed to the Security Council under Article 24 in the UN Charter. I mentioned this on the last program, the UN Charter, Article 24. All these other nation states, they've signed over their proxy for the Security Council to run everything, just like American citizens have signed over their proxy for whoever's sitting in DC to run things for the US. It's like having a stock proxy. When you sign that over for someone else, like the chairman of the board, to vote your stock up or down, do you have any say so any longer once you sign that proxy?
No.
You're done. Whatever they do from that point in time, you have already pre-agreed to it. Okay?
So
Now,
are they laughing? Are they laughing at how dumb we are as we're just a
yes.
bunch of sheep?
Yes. And that was one of the things that I had had printed up. Let's see if I can find this real quick. I gotta get my glasses here, Sarah. Going back to what I was going to mention, they want to talk about how everything is unconstitutional, right? And one of your programs was about the NSA guy and, of course, Robert, all these things that they're keeping secret, and the fact that they're actually making people sign secrecy agreements in all these agencies. But it doesn't matter because guess what? It was already right there in the Constitution. This is Article 1, Section 5. Article 1, Section 5 says that each house shall keep a journal of its proceedings and from time to time publish the same, excepting those parts that they deem necessary to keep, that might require secrecy.
But the
This
problem
speaks.
is that what they're keeping secrets isn't required to be secret. And
Yes,
that's
it
what
is.
people have.
It doesn't matter. They're the ones determining what required means, not you. You gave a proxy. And I said this to a friend of mine the other day who's a JD. He's in California. We were having this conversation about this very issue. And I said, let me give you an example of something they passed. 1947, they passed the National Security Act. Okay, let's say they passed it on December 1. Literally, they could revoke it on December 2 and keep it secret and you not know anything about it. They don't have to tell you anything. In legal parlance, this document and the vague writings, if you go look up Visigoth Radio Interviews, David Williams, Keith Hansen and I talked a lot about the vague writings of this. It says they should keep a journal of their proceedings and from time to time publish the same. In legal parlance, what does the word time to time mean?
Could be anything, every 100 years.
Every 1,000 years, every million years, it doesn't matter. It means nothing. It has no standing and no power to the average citizen, but this is the power that they have agreed that their Congress has to keep secrets and from time to time, whenever they decide, we'll let you know what's going on. Now,
So,
when I
go
my
ahead.
whole point is that when I read this, I'm like, where does this give me any protection whatsoever?
It doesn't. We're at the complete mercy of them caring, and we know
So,
that some people care, but the majority don't, because we know what they're doing to children. Okay, so tell me,
okay.
what are the main reasons people want to make this shift and do self-determination? What are you seeing as the main reasons?
The main ones that really want it are the same ones that I'm seeing in email that are like I was back in 1999. I was disgusted with myself. I was disgusted with what I was seeing. I didn't like paying for all this stuff that I didn't agree with. And I was in violation of my own principles. And this is the real key. No one in this country or any country, I don't care where they're at, they do not go to prison for violating the law. I've mentioned over and over on your shows that there's no such thing as law. Everything comes from agreement and contracts. You don't go to prison for violating the law. You go to prison for violating your own agreement to follow the law. You have bad things happen for violating, what did I say? What goes around comes around. I mean, these aren't my principles. I didn't make these up. I learned these. I wasn't born in the world knowing these things. Somebody told them to me, right? So if what goes around comes around, if you reap what you sow, and I'm sitting here looking at it going, okay, what is it that I personally am going to have to do to take responsibility? Well, that was the magic. That was the thing. We moved to the Caribbean in 1999. But at that time, and as I've said many times, I didn't know that leaving the geography did not get me out of the jurisdiction, because jurisdiction is created right here on paper.
So basically, no matter where you live, you're still an American, because that's what you've agreed to.
They will go under the treaties that the United States signed, especially on extradition and especially on political asylum. The United States has never signed any treaty on political asylum, and they put in many declarations in these conventions where I've seen Brazil sign it. I've seen all these nations of the OAS, the Organization of American States, have signed treaties on political asylum. The United States, every single time they submit a declaration that specifically says the United States does not believe in the doctrine of political asylum. Now, let me tell you what that means for U.S. citizens or Americans or whatever. If they want you, they come get you, period. And I've seen them go to Ecuador and pick up people. That was one of the blogs I did on my website about a guy. They paid a cop $1,000 down there to bring him to the airport and put him on a plane and bring him back. Didn't even attempt to go through extradition with Ecuador or President Correa. Didn't even attempt it.
They're that arrogant, though, right? I mean, they don't care about, because we have the military might, so they just do whatever they want around the world.
But the other nations have agreed that they cannot extend Americans political asylum because the United States says they don't believe in the doctrine. So they have already accepted it.
But we give people asylum here. So how do we not accept it and then do it here?
Oh, well, the United States will come in under Article 24 in the UN Charter and say, well, we're doing it to maintain peace. So that's, since we're part of the Security Council, you've already agreed that we can do that.
So we're just hypocrites, essentially.
It's a double-edged sword. Yes, it's a double-edged sword. But the other nations have agreed when they signed that UN Charter, so they can't get out of their agreement either. Right now, I would look at it and even ask you, and I would just ask other people to think about it. You have no clue. I could just ask you, do you have any treaty violations that you're responsible for right now?
Oh, I probably violate treaties every day.
The federal judges, I was talking about a friend of mine, Gary in California, who he's a JD, but he never became an attorney. He said, I just felt like I was continually going to be lying for the rest of my life. So he didn't bother to take the bar exam and get his license. He did end up working as a paralegal quite a bit. But anyway.
Well, how many people in Congress, how many people that we think are running the world, the average person, are running our country? How many even understand what you're talking about?
Most of them don't, including the Congress people. They don't. And when they violate the rules, look what they did to George Hansen when he wrote the book about the IRS called To Harass Our People. I mean, they ruined that man. They ruined him. They diesel therapy. His health was bad. And then they came back 12 years later and said, oh, we were wrong. He wasn't actually guilty of anything.
Well, they do that all the time with people with whistleblowers and stuff. So if they don't know anything, don't they eventually question why their laws and everything they do are meaningless? I mean, that they're not ever making traction?
What is it said in The Matrix? And it was also said by Colonel Mandel House underneath Woodrow Wilson, that they become so enamored with the benefits, they're just going to fight to defend it. I mean, you look at the federal judges. I mean, you look at look at what they've done in Congress. I mean, these people, every single one of them, if they're not a millionaire when they get there, they're millionaires when they leave.
So they don't care if they're actually making progress and helping people. Because, you know, like so many of the Democrats, and I don't want to pick on Democrats because I think it's the whole left, right, and everything is kind of a farce. But so many of the Democrats are for helping, for example, the black people. But in the last two decades, the fate of Black people, the incarceration rate, just so much has gotten worse, like obviously worse, to an extremely worse, and they've been in power for quite a bit of that time. So how can they not see that something's really wrong?
They see it, but they rationalize it. I don't know how they rationalize it. I could not personally do it. I was just recently during the Christmas holidays, I rewatched the series where they had all these factions or whatever, and there was a guy with a faction called Dauntless who was just murdering all these people. And some guy finally confronted with him. They had him down, and he had a gun to his head. He said, "You're not going to shoot me." He said, "But I have learned how to rationalize it." He said, "You killed hundreds of people." He said, "Yes, and I've learned how to rationalize it."
It's cognitive dissonance, and they put it's it worse, on one side
it's
of
not,
their
It's not brain. Even cognitive dissonance. They know what they've done. They know what they've done. So, but at the same time, if I'm going to come back and talk about universal principle and say, all right, well, the United States has completely bombed out Iraq over a lie, no weapons of mass destruction. There's over 30,000 satellites in the air. They're trained on it. I have friends of mine that were military intelligence. They could tell you they could spot a dime on the ground. They want to talk about 9/11, Sarah. Let's talk about that for a minute. I just want to see the video replay from satellite of the satellite that's over New York and the one that's over the Pentagon, because they have what they call geostationary orbits. Sometimes they'll go faster, sometimes they go slower, but they can position it so it rotates the same speed as the Earth, train it right on one spot, and that's all that satellite ever sees. High-speed cameras, high-speed video, all that kind of stuff. If somebody wanted to have an actual proof of something hitting the Pentagon or something hitting the World Trade Centers, just show me the video.
Oh,
from space.
They have the video. They know. They just aren't sharing it. It's like the Las Vegas thing. It was a big lie. And lie of omission by not telling people as well. You know, I don't know how they can't question it. How can it not be obvious to these people?
Secrecy.
Well, but if you're in Congress, how can you accept that? How can you accept them lying to you to this degree and you're still representing people? You're representing people and this is what's going on. How can they accept that?
Didn't you mention something about Trump recently in one of your shows where you think they pull him in the back room? I said this a long time ago. They pull him in the back room and say, "Look, if you get out of line, let you watch this video. See this guy's head getting blown off?" My question more is not as much about the people that are actually in power, so to speak, that people have voted for and turned over their power to them. I don't know how the agents do it. I mean, if you watch these soldiers that kill people in Iraq, innocent people, and then put guns
exactly.
on them, how do you do it? You actually blew phosphorus grenades at people, and you can't put out phosphorus. You watch them little kids burn into the street.
They're actually doing it, or with all these child trafficking and stuff, they're actually doing it, and they're not doing anything about it, or they're involved in it. How can they be that? I know that there's a certain percentage of sociopaths, and those people, and we all got them, every country got them, and we can't do anything really about it because it's been like that since the beginning of time. But for the other 80%, there's of the people who are involved, how can they stay involved and not do something? That's what I have a hard time with. I know they're scared, but at some point, come on.
I told you in the very first interview that we did that the problem is human nature. They actually put a movie out. I mean, it said, you know, it was called Aftershock, I think, and it was all about earthquakes in California. And it said that the only thing worse than Mother Nature is human nature. And so I don't personally understand it. I think there's a lot that don't, Sarah. And I do think self-determination is on the rise. I mentioned it in the last episode or interview that we did, that they put it in the movie Matrix when it says we've woken up more minds in the last 6 months, but you still have to take an action. You have to come out of it. And even the last scene in that movie says, "What about the others?" When she said, "What about the others?" She asked the architect. And he said, "What others?" She said, "Those that still want out." He said, "Well, obviously they'll be freed." She said, "I have your word." He said, "What do you think I am, a human?"
Yeah, well, I do think that more and more people are just completely disgusted with the behavior that we're seeing, and people don't want their tax money going to this. I mean, I don't want my tax money going to hurting other people. And unless we get our act together, I just don't want to help them do evil things. And I know more and more people are thinking about this, but you have notoriously helped people stay out of jail, because if you do this and you do it wrong and you do it without knowing what the heck you're doing, which most of us don't know what the heck we're doing, then they can go to prison pretty easily. Can you talk about this? Because I think there's a lot of different people out there that are doing this and they're advising people wrong, and it's causing a lot of pain for people.
Yes, I want to mention one thing. I just had someone that wrote in and they want to buy the DVD series, but you know why they're buying that series? He said, he actually wrote to Brian, he said, anybody that can tell me that they're, and show me that they are looking for honor at the top, I have to know what this guy has got in that series. Now, going back to what you just asked.
Well, because this is the most important thing. If they are fed up with this country and they want to do self-determination, and, you know, it's all, this is all an individual thing. I'm not going to judge anybody by what they do, because this is a really difficult time. They got to do it in a way that keeps them safe. And so I want you to speak to this.
I learned my lessons the hard way. And I've told people, or even when I was doing the website and doing the teaching sessions or whatever, I don't want people to have to go through what I went through. I lost my wife over this. We had funds seized from us. But I also look at it. There's that movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, that only at the precipice does mankind change. They keep putting those messages in there. I had to literally be pushed to the precipice before I changed. I mean, we went through all kinds of legal battles, all kinds of court battles. They took $600,000 from us out of Cayman Islands. And that wasn't just me. It was 3,100 other people. They have never literally come after me. They went after an investment program that we were involved with 3,100 other people. And we ended up getting about a 54% recovery on that. But it took 13 years. These things do take time. Naturalization processes take time. And in the United States, if you go read the Expatriation Act of 1868, for any agent to deny, if you do it properly, for them to deny that you have the right of expatriation is actually a federal crime. If you're doing it correctly, I'll give you, let's see, because your questions here, if I had your questions, you ask about people I have helped. The greatest victory for me was Dario Bush and helping him, because he was a Bolivian national. He was accused of running a meth lab out of his house, but he also had a website where he was trouncing all over the U.S., which was a violation of a treaty that the U.S. signed with Bolivia. See, Pacta Sunt Servanda, all agreements will be followed. It says that each citizen, when they're on the soil of the other country, cannot get involved in political questions. Well, his website was very questionable, so they just trumped up some charges. Just like they did with Iraq, they trumped up weapons of mass destruction when they knew there weren't any. They had satellites trained on Iraq forever.
So is there is there a method to go through so they don't trump up charges on you? If you're trying to do self-determination, yes. Is there process you can, otherwise they can just wipe you out? Can they wipe you out even if you are following the process?
They won't. That's the whole point, because they will not allow themselves to be seen as being in dishonor of these universal agreements that they say they're going to follow.
Who would they be? It's just an embarrassment to them.
They believe in the divine creator. They believe in a divine source. They do. It's in even in the stuff we're talking about with Masons or whatever, like this. Okay, let's go back to the pentagram. This is on the deputy's badge. This is a federal marshal. There's a pentagram with the shield. That shield is the treasury shield. Here is the sheriff's badges. All pentagrams. Here are the road signs. Here's the same shield. This is your Federal Reserve shield right here. Here's Marshall's badge. I mean, a secret Treasury agent. That's the same shield with the eagle at the top and pentagrams in the center. There is a system behind this where if you look at what they believe in, they do believe in a divinity. And I'm talking about the real elite. I am not talking about these people that you're necessarily complaining about that are doing.
Well, there's a whole group of elite that are worshiping Lucifer. So the elite that's above them don't worship Lucifer?
They are not the elite.
Okay.
They are not the elite.
They're a step down and they worship Lucifer, but the ones above them don't?
Let's look at there's an ancient maxim that says all people end up getting the government they deserve. Why, if you're going to claim, I said people go to prison for violating their own belief system. They go to prison for violating their agreement to follow the law, rules, codes, regulations of that society, not state. Let's get rid of the word state. It's a society.
Well, but let me ask you quickly, and I'm sorry for interrupting, but if the very, very, very elite see a creator that's good, they would support us wiping out the people that are hurting children and believing in Lucifer and doing all this really evil stuff. They would be in support of that.
People have to change. They put it in a movie, The Age of Ultron. Human beings must evolve. That doesn't mean evolve physically. It means here. It means evolve here. That, you know, ignorance is no excuse. I mean, ignorance is no excuse. And I came up with a new maxim during the holidays that to not want to know everywhere you're wrong is the height of human arrogance and stupidity. The reason is not only do you end up living in illusions, you can't help but make mistakes. You can't help but make mistakes. So you're living in an unreality when you're not trying to figure out every possible place that you could be wrong. And it includes your philosophies, your beliefs. It all starts with your philosophy. You can't act outside your philosophy. And the only way you can change your mind about what your philosophies are is you got to have new information.
Well, let me ask you, okay? This stuff is all the way down to the evil behavior, the really messed up stuff hits all the way down to the base. And so we can change a lot just in our local communities and things, because it's all the way down. The corruption's all the way down to the people, the grassroots, and all the way up. Now, there's been some whistleblowers that have come out and said that the very top elite of the financial community is involved in this ritual sacrifice and child abuse. And he was saying it's the elite of the elite, some of these whistleblowers. Now, you're saying that's not the elite of the elite, and there's another level above it, and they don't agree with it either.
Yeah, but they will not violate free will. It's like watching the movie The Devil's Advocate. Why not?
When it's so evil.
They just will not violate free will. They will not violate people's free will choice to either stay in a government they don't believe in or to form a new government they do believe in. And everything they've ever said.
They interrupt free will all the time by putting people in prison for stupid crap, like having a little bit of weed in their car.
That is the government that people have decided that we want to have over them. I was just watching a video where this cop just beat the crap out of a 13-year-old girl. They're sitting there pointing tasers and guns at these kids at a party in Miami. And I mean, this is not the elite's fault that some idiot cop decides to do that. That's not their fault.
Well, then why don't they come out and talk to us then? And we know who they are, because at this point we think the elite, based on all the whistleblowers, we are thinking the elite's involved in some pretty crappy things.
We got to do a show on the movies. I told you I want to do one on my maxims all movies. But here, did you see the movie that?
How do we know? You know what I'm saying? How do we know what's good, what's not? How do we know what elite's involved in what? I mean, because at the end of the day, regardless of laws, there's a law that's above all of our human-made laws, and that is don't hurt children. That's above everything. I don't care what anybody says. That's a fundamental law that's above all this crap that they came up with on their own. Everything you're talking about is man-made. Not hurting children is a law that's way above that.
Americans are going over there and they're murdering little children in Iraq. Did they think that their children wouldn't get raped? If you're 3,100 people sitting in the World Trade Center, this is going to really piss some people off. If you're 3,100 people sitting in the World Trade Center who has financed war to go kill innocent children in other countries, do you think the universe might not drop a building on your head? Seriously?
But we're doing it to
I had to admit for myself in 1999 that I was guilty. I was guilty. And I had to do something about me.
We do have to take responsibility. Every single one of us has to take responsibility.
So for me, it doesn't even almost matter who's at the top. I don't care who they are. I don't care what their names are, whatever. I wanted to be separate and apart. I wanted to be separate and apart. And for people that want to believe in religions and Islam and Bibles and all that kind of stuff, I can go through every principle that they're violating. It says right in that one of those books that the sins of the father is passed down to five generations for all those who will not do the right thing, will not redo the right thing. Now, I know it doesn't say it that way, just exactly that way, But then they want to talk about, well, you're talking about the Lord, you know, whatever they say, praise the name of the Lord. I'm like, well, the Lord is a title. So you haven't even praised your own, the name of your own Lord yet. Well, double-mindedness that's killing people.
I completely get the people just going, God, I don't want to be part of any of this. And I want to not support this.
Yeah,
and you've helped a lot of people stay out of prison. How many people have you helped?
More than a dozen. I mean, I know that, I'll give you an example about how, when I talk about self-determination, and I said one key fits one door. The whole entire Matrix movie was about self-determination. That door made of light, you've seen it, haven't you? The door made of light. This is how you get out and become part of Zion. How long can the peace last? He went to the machine world and said, what do you want? I want peace. Self-determination is not just put as it is the peaceful settlement of dispute. If you don't like it, don't complain, just leave. It's in book number one, section 220 of the Law of Nations, that if you don't find it advantageous to remain in it, you're at liberty to quit it. These are universal principles. And as I told a friend of mine during Christmas, he was having the same argument with me right now, the conversation that you and I are having on his front porch at his house in North Carolina. And I said, it's not about what they do, John. It's about what you do. It's about what you do, what I do, to be the change in the world that we want to see. And it has to start at home. It has to. I mean, waiting on someone else to do this is not going to make it happen. And so, but to be honest with you, I've told people forever, I got dragged kicking and screaming into this. I didn't want to do this. I wanted to have my home in St. Kitts and be out of here and live peacefully and quiet. We got 4 pieces of mail per month. It was nice and quiet.
So why did you get dragged into this if you had just like a peaceful, nice, leave me alone existence?
The first thing that happened, we had 2 legal battles that came at the same time. We had to sell the home and move back here because of the legal battles that we got involved in. And and believe me, it was not an easy decision, but we really had no choice. I mean, I had no choice. And the thing that I've said on your show before is that I owe a huge debt of gratitude to the federal judges because they have followed the agreement to the T.
It because of their honor, and they know that, because they don't follow other stuff. I mean, there's a lot of, it doesn't seem like they follow.
Look, I have friends of mine have gone to prison as well. I have one that went to prison before he ever met me, and he never even told me about it. It took him 9 years to tell me that he served time. And he said, and I asked him why. I said, why didn't you tell me? He said, because everybody believes you're guilty. He said, I wasn't guilty of anything. He said, I never knew what happened to me could happen to anyone. He said, but I was in there with attorneys, federal judges, all kinds of stuff. He said, they don't care if they want, if whoever it has more power than the other one decides they want to take you down, they'll take you down.
I think that's true. I've seen that. And people who don't believe that, you need to believe that, because I have personally seen it with many people, and it doesn't matter. If they want you, they get you. And that's scary. That's very scary.
They don't have any immunities that go along with it. Look, I'm not preaching that somebody should do, you know, it's one of the things that I've had to be careful of who I surround myself with now, because I'm not going to offer this to some mafia guy that he has this kind of level where he wants to come along and state that he now has this. You know, this is the double-edged sword with it all the time. And if I attach myself to someone like that, then they're going to come start talking to me and asking me questions like,
don't want to be involved with someone like that, right? You want this to be something that's good, and you want to be around. Because for me, I just want to be around goodness. And when I'm around evil, it's to eradicate it as much as possible. I mean, that's my mission in life right now.
I mentioned someone that came to visit with me back about 2 months ago, maybe probably 3 months ago now. I don't know, but they, since he's got the DVD set and since he's been going through it, I mean, he actually just sent me about an 8-page document of his own personal writings about self-determination. But he is very much, and even in that document, he said it's about looking for those of like mind.
I would agree with that. So now, how can people learn more about you and see more of your work and reach out to you?
Go to threekeystofreedom.com. The DVD set is there to order the DVDs. I tell people that what I felt like my job was after all those years was my job is to compress the time frames so that you don't start making all of these mistakes. I mean, for somebody to think that they have a right when they're, this is assuming that you have a right that you don't have when it says that they can keep secrets from you. Down here, Article 1, Section 8, why are you going to assume that you have any rights when it says that they have the power to pass all laws necessary and proper, and you're not the one deciding what's necessary and proper, they are. So people have acquiesced their power, and the only way to do, you have to do the only thing that's left to get it back. Now, you ask a question, and I said that I wrote when I wrote to you, there were questions that I didn't answer directly last time. One of them was about what do I see coming. But the other one was,
can we do the, what you see coming for my Patreons? I'd like to do that one.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that.
I do have one more question.
Hold that thought, please. You asked me what people have to do. You have to do everything that the founders of the USA did. One of the things I have up here is the John Jay Treaty.
I think that's key. Let's repeat that. The founders did self-determination. That's how they created this country. You essentially have to do the same thing.
They did it for themselves and their posterity. They pledged to each other. You have to learn how to read a word, each other. They didn't pledge to everybody else. Do you know how many people were loyalists that were still loyal to the king that didn't want out of the system? They didn't want out from under the king? They were trying to get the bounty on those guys' heads. You don't pledge for somebody that's trying to get the bounty on your head.
Okay, so do you have anything? You were talking before about doing something that gets people to see, do they really want to invest in this or not? That's a smaller little nugget that doesn't cost that much. I mean, so that people can go, okay, is this something I really, you know, because people are kicking around the idea, but they just not sure and they don't really want to invest $1,000.
Oh my gosh. I mean, really? That's just chump change to what it's going to take.
I know, but what I'm saying, you know, so a lot of people don't have much
money.
That's
a question that was just asking me if somebody wrote in and they said, are there other things that I can go read? I mean, I'm looking at your DVD series, but are there other things that I should start reading? Because a lot of people are having that question now. What should I be looking at? Well, what was it I just had up here?
Yeah, so they can start before they say, because once they decide they want to do self-determination, I say $1,000 is really inexpensive to keep themselves out of jail and to work with you. But before they can, is there stuff they can self-read? Is there stuff they can do before they spend money?
They need to go read the Constitution and figure out why you're so patriotic to this nonsense. I mean, you pledged allegiance to 50 pentagrams. You're the one calling a Luciferian state. I don't know whether it is or not. I didn't create that pentagram. But everybody that's calling a Luciferian symbol, they're sitting there pledging allegiance to it. If you want to see something that's really worse than all that, I don't have it. I do have it here. Oh. You talk about who's in control. Let me go pull this up real quick. And I don't want to lose my train of thought on what we were talking about with the founders and doing what they did and all that kind of stuff. You see this? This is the two cross keys of the Vatican. One's silver and one's gold. And I talked about the Bell Illuminati commercial. They're putting it in everyone's face of who's in control. This is C-3PO from Star Wars. You have a gold robot and a silver robot, but this gold robot has a silver leg. This is an old series right here, Star Trek. Way back, it was an episode of the old Star Trek with James Kirk, Whom Gods Destroy. Here's a guy walking down the hallway coming toward Kirk. He has on a silver boot and a gold boot. Do you honestly think that anybody that produced this program went, oh, go get the silver and gold boot. Don't go get the gold boots. Don't go get the silver boots. Let's put a silver and a gold boot on this guy. This is the two cross keys of the Vatican, right? They are putting this in everyone's face to let them know. But they also made the movies like The Matrix, like The Day the Earth Stood Still, like The Adjustment Bureau. If you want out, when he said, are you the creator? He said, you have to exercise your free will. Oh, by the way, here's some more symbology. You see all these little swastikas? These are all sun worshiping symbols from history. Here is one of your Navy barracks right here in Coronado, in the shape of a swastika. This is on American soil. Americans built this. Okay.
Well, I don't put it past us. I know we had a lot of Nazi people come over after World War II. Well, let's wrap this up because we're running out of time.
It is the Nazis. The word Nazi is a Hebrew word, and it means prince or ruler. That's the Nazis. Okay, but if you want to read something, read the Law of Nations and the preliminaries. Read the Constitution first. The word patriot, it comes from the word pater, means your daddy. Patrie, the doctrine of parens patrie. And all of this has to do with what's called, they call it parens patrie, but it was also pater patrie, which means the king. And the king, one of the documents that I can't get into right now, I have it here. It has to do with lunatics and idiots and how the king had a prerogative to rule over lunatics and idiots.
Well, I do know they think that of us, so.
Well, it is. Go look up the United States Code, Article 1, Section 1. The very first definition in the U.S. Code is of insane person and lunatic, and it says it includes every idiot and person non compos mentis. They wrote that to let you know what they're ruling over. They have reduced everyone to that, and because you now have pledged allegiance to it, you're in agreement with it.
Okay, so now, where can people get your stuff again? Let's get your website. We'll wrap this up and then talk because we're running out of time.
David at the Right of Self, all those websites are still there. Rightofselfdetermination.com, David at, or info at 3keystofreedom, or David at deprogrammingseries.com. All those things are still applicable. I think they all now have been redirected to the 3 Keys to Freedom website.
Excellent. Thank you so much, David. I want to get this whole show in on satellite. So thank you so much, and hold on.
Okay.